Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 72nd Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Zhao Liang, who is presenting his film Behemoth here at the festival in the main competition. So thank you very much for joining us. So the first question might be a little annoying to answer, but our listeners, I'm sure, would love to know, What does your documentary talk about? Can you tell us a little bit about the subject of your film?
其实我认为它是一个
I think the best way to describe my documentary is the word prophecy. It's a kind of prophecy. It's a kind of way to let people reflect and think about how we live our lives and what are the hidden aspects of our daily life.
And it also touches many important themes, some of which are close to my heart personally. One of them is kind of the environmental theme, and you mentioned prophecies, and there seems to be a warning for what worse things could be happening in the future. But maybe you could tell us a little bit more about the actual kind of these kind of themes, you know, the way in which we exploit the earth and all of these different things that influenced you in making this
film.
What I think is that this movie, of course, the images are concerning Mongolia, but it's a kind of case. It's a kind of example that can be applied to many, many situations worldwide. So what I was kind of describing was this monster, but this monster is created and originates from our desires, our yearnings, and the effects, the hidden effects, what maybe people don't think about when they kind of use any power resources and stuff like that. So what I basically tried to create was a documentary to help people go to, like, reflect again on our life and where we are going and what is our kind of role in this big machine, this big monster that is kind of destroying our Mother Earth, and to stop a bit, try reflect, and gain some new consciousness on where we are, where we are going, and maybe reinterpret and what's going on, and take a new direction. He thinks this is a good path to go.
That's a point that's illustrated very well in the film, and another reason why it does so is because it feels so poetic, and I think there is a number of literary references even that influenced the style in which it was made. So I was wondering whether you could talk about these other kind of more artistic pieces of work that might have influenced this film.
So basically most of the literary references that I put in the movie come from Dante's Divine Comedy, and what I try to do is stick on one hand on the verses, but also to reinterpret them and change them according to the movie. But what I think is very, very interesting is that Dante was writing his comedy 800 years ago, but we were talking about poetry, we were talking about what, like, of language, which in Chinese is said 语言, but actually it's not only about language, it's also about what the Chinese word is 语言, which means, like, prophecy. So what was really, really striking him is that it kind of happened. So what Dante was talking about, the hell and the paradise, are actually the sceneries that people can see if they go to not only Mongolia but a lot of other places on the earth, and that was the main reason why he chose those lines.
And together with the power of the actual language of the film in terms of words, goes these amazing visuals of the film. So can you tell me about the way in which you actually shot the film? And this means the parts in which you actually shot, like sequences like the workers in the coal mines, but also these more kind of poetic interpretations, these shots that were kind of more imagined, and how you put those together.
这个问题比较复杂，应该写一个论文。其实
So this is a very nice but also complicated question, and it would require actually a thesis or an essay to talk about this. But it's basically got to do with my previous experiences as a photographer and my like passion and hobby concerned to art and art exhibitions and the kind of artistic world and also education I got. You know, it's not a kind of like it's not that I go and reflect and think too much. When I see some beautiful scenery, I just shoot it according to my feelings and to the sensations it conveys to me. And then when it comes to workers, what basically happened and what I tried to do as a form of respect to them was to look at them, to gaze at them, not only with my eyes, which is what I would do as a person, but also with the camera. And therefore, the shots are very long. It's kind of a way to allow the public, the audience, to also gaze to them and enter and get deeper and deeper into what might be seen as simple at the beginning, but then there's a word beneath it. So yeah, so this is the kind of parallelism that I try to express, but it's basically got to do with my experience and my passion for art.
当然对于那个环境的这种其实
So it's also got to do with the kind of contrast between what's the appearance, what can be very very beautiful on a first sight, but then if you go a bit deeper, you discover different kinds of realities which are involved and which are like kind of backstage. And this is one of my, not traditional but peculiar techniques that specifically belong to my way of shooting and directing a movie,
yes.
Documentary.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have, but I have to say, just to end off the interview, that this has been possibly my favorite film of the festival. It's really amazing, and congratulations, and thank you very much for talking
thank
to us
you.
About it.
Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.